This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. This weekend marks 25 years since the mass shooting at Columbine High School. A public vigil scheduled for tonight is being organized in part by gun control groups, and former Representative Gabby Giffords is expected to speak. However, organizers say it is not a political event. The vigil is planned for 7:30 this evening at First Baptist Church near the State Capitol building. Aurora Fire and Rescue is now investigating a fire that destroyed offices at a local church over Easter weekend. Living Water Christian Center Pastor Thomas Mays says he was told by investigators that the fire was considered arson.
Through surveillance cameras around from different buildings, they did see someone throw something through the window, the style of a Molotov cocktail, and took off.
Mays says the fire hasn't stopped church services. Aurora Fire Rescue has not released an official cause of the fire. Cyclists are expressing sadness about the cancellation Thursday of the annual Ride the Rockies event. Maria Peters of Fruta rode the more than 400-mile tour 7 times on a tandem bike with her son Max. Max has Down syndrome and is nonverbal. Peters says they felt welcomed and supported during the ride, which lasted almost a week.
It was so inclusive, sleeping on the floors in a gym, surrounded by like 100 other cyclists, and you're all, you know, packing yourselves up to try and do this massive accomplishment with something else. I mean, I'll never forget it.
Ride the Rockies organizers canceled it due to a lack of interest. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.